Okay, so 2 weeks ago we started, we spoke about really mostly you, L'Ratzon. When we end up davening, when you finish davening, you say L'Ratzon. So the shadow was, when do you say it? Do you say it in the beginning, right after Baruch Samay Yisrael Mashalom, which we see in the Siddurim, it has the parentheses there. So is that when you say L'Ratzon, or is it better to say L'Ratzon in the beginning or the end? And we went through it a little quickly, and it comes out, just
we,
to come out.
We came out both.
So we come out that there's both, but really, you're right. So really, you should say both. The question is, should you say that first one? Because it's in parentheses. In most of the Durham, it's in parentheses. I was always wondering what's the pshat in parentheses. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan did not leave anything to doubt. He said very strongly that you should say Yil HaRatzon right away after Mevarach Samayi Yisrael Vashalom. And Mishabur also said that it's best to say Yil HaRatzon right away after Mevarach Samayi Yisrael Vashalom. You should say Yil HaRatzon right away. And then afterwards, at the end, it doesn't hurt to say L'Ratzon again, so why not say it again? So, but that first Yil HaRatzon, it seems from the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishabura, that you should absolutely say the Yil HaRatzon, right away. So, fine. Then we have, so before we get on, I want to get back to something that we spoke about a little bit before, but before we get on, I think we're just talking about the end of Shemoneh Esrei, so let's just finish off talking about the end of Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Gimel Mebeis, talks about what you should do after you finish Shemoneh Esrei. So what should you do? We all know what to do, because we do it, but what's the Makar, and are we doing everything right? So in the Gimel Mebeis in Yuma, the Gemara, very short Gemara, just says like this, Amr Alexandria, Amr Yishub and Levi. Hamispalel tzarech sheyafsiya shalish psiyas la'acharev. You should back up 3 steps behind you. Va'achar kach yitein shalom. And afterwards you should give shalom. Amr of Mordechai, kivon shepasa. So what should you do once you back up 3 steps? Should you, that's it? You back up 3 steps and then you're good? Or what should you do? So, we just started talking about backing up 3 steps. So when you spend, so the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Mordechai, kivin shepasa shalosh psiyas la'acharav." Since you back up 3 steps, hasam ibayulei lemekam. There is where you have to stay. Mashal atamad aniftim imrabba. The same thing when a Talmud leaves his Rebbe, he backs up, and it says, "Mchayzel la'altar." If he right away goes back to the place where he backed up from, daima lekelev sheshav alkei. It's like a kelev that's going to eat up the throw up that he just threw up. So Caleb throws up, he eats it up. That's the same thing. If you back up 3 steps and right away take the 3 steps forward, that's like a Caleb Sheshav Al Kei. So pretty strong words from the Gemara about what you should say, but it doesn't say how long you should stay there for. So you back up. Why is it Caleb Sheshav Al Kei? So Beis Yosef, he brings a pshat, and I wasn't 100% clear about what he's saying, but this is the start. The start is that when a kelv throws up, so he has no tayalis on what he's throwing up. That's why he's throwing it up. So this guy he's getting rid of it. But now that he goes and eats it, so obviously so what he was throwing up was not unnecessary. It was throwing up so that he can eat it, so then he can eat it again. So then the whole throwing up in the first place was unnecessary. So that's what he says. So it would seem that maybe the same similar thing. Again, I didn't wrap my head around this whole, but that's what he explains. You back up 3 steps. It could be if you go right away again, 3 steps forward. It's like you never backed up. It's like throwing up and eating up. It's like you never threw up. It's like what are you doing? You're just wasting time backing 3 up and going again 3. So the whole covet that you're showing is it's not really covet. I mean, it could be that that's the shot, but it did not have a clear what. But it's brought down in the Beis Yosef. Okay, so just quickly, so we'll just talk about the halachas here. So it's in Kufchav Gimel, we're talking about the halachas of backing up 3 steps after Shemoneh Esrei. So the Mechaber says that when you back up 3 steps, and I'll just try to run through it, when you back up 3 steps, well, the first thing you should do is bow. Don't just back up 3 steps. You notice sometimes people just back up 3 steps. You're supposed to bow, and as you're bowing, you back up 3 steps. It's Bikriya Achas. With one Kriya, you back up all 3 steps. As you're still bowing down, you should turn to your left, say Oysa Shalom, and then turn to your right, Huyasa Shalom, and then in front of you, the rest. And then you say, the Ramah says that we have a minute to say the Yiratzin that we know that we say. Then the next halacha is that the what we just saw in the Gemara, that in the place that you back up three steps, you should stand, and you should not return to your place until when? Ad shi yagiyash le'achtzibur le'kedusha. Until the chazan gets up to kedusha. So when you back up three steps, say Yosef Shalom, you're supposed to...
How come everyone doesn't do it? Only some people do it. It's Mam Shalom.
That's the question we're not allowed to ask in this...
Okay.
How come people don't do it? Because... We're not sure why, you can ask them. You can always ask them, what's Pshat? Like, what do you think? Same time, you know, people that are learning, they're in Shmuchad, they're Shashat, you can ask them. Like, just nicely, like, oh, like, what do you mean, same time? I'm just curious, I want to know. But, I don't know. But anyway, so we'll see that maybe there are some, a little bit of a tzad hat to when you can go back a little bit, maybe a little bit earlier. But, l'chadchilo, the halach is that you should stand in the place that you back up three steps till Kedusha. And then the Mechaber says, "Ulapachas, cholapachas actually yaskel shliach tzibur l'spal v'koron. Cholapachas when the chazan starts to Shmon Esrei." Now, if you notice that sometimes somebody backs up three steps, and then somebody wants to pass by. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
So, it's
a little crazy.
So the people are not sure what to do. Like, you let us pass by. What's the whole Indian? I mean, what's going on there? So Mishabura talks about it. Mishabura says, that according to the Beis Yosef brings a pshat, that really, instead of, when we say three psiyos, it's really six, because on the Maaseh Merkava, in the Merkava, it talks about wings and different legs, whatever, I don't know exactly what's going on there, but the Beis Yosef brings that each step was really two steps, so therefore, when it says three, it's really six. And therefore, the six that we account for is the three back and then the three forward. So it's really, you're still involved in the psiyos, so you shouldn't, he says that some people are makbe, but that no one should be mafsik between the six psiyos, six steps. So you back up three, then you go forward three, then, they don't want anyone, so he says like this, he says, I'll just read from the Shabur.
They don't want anybody what, going in front?
To walk in front, because that's like a hafsik between all the psiyos. But he just says like this, Kasim Magen Avram, this is in Sivkot and Ches. That you need six, three back and three forward. So that's why there are some people that are a little makbid. They're a little makbid that nobody should walk in front of them when they take three steps back, until they take three steps forward. Shal yasik zebein shishab siyo yisayim. Abel, listen to this. So what happens? Let's say somebody backs up three steps, and then somebody wants to pass by. But this guy knows the halacha that he's supposed to wait there till Kedusha. He's not really supposed to go. But this guy wants to pass by. So what do you, a lot of times you find what happens is that, so the guy just wait. Like, the guy backs up three steps, he'll tell the guy to wait. He'll wait a little bit, and then he'll go forward three, and then the guy will pass by behind him. Because of their kpeta that no one should walk in front of them when they take three steps back, they make a mistake. When they see that somebody wants to pass in front of them, they quickly go back, step forward three steps before the chazan even starts Shmona Esrei. To whom ikra din? That's the Gemara. That's the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is that you shouldn't be taking three steps forward. That's like a Caliph of Shav Al-Kaedah. Because of this Maisim Rekava, because of this thing that you want to not be massive between your six steps, so you're gonna walk forward three and not listen to the Gemara.
Is that the mismatch? Is that the Gemara that you're supposed to take three steps forward once the Shad starts and not like...
No, so I mean, I think you just that maybe in this case, because it's a Makom Adchak, you'll see that he says that maybe in Makom Adchak, maybe you should just as soon as the Chazan starts Shmona Esrei, you can go back three steps. L'chadchila, I don't think he's taking on the Mechaber that L'chadchila you shouldn't be waiting there for Kedusha. And maybe it could be over here, he's saying even before the Chazan even starts Shmona Esrei, you're taking three steps forward in order to be Yaitza this thing. So he says it's a mistake. It's a mistake.
So it's a mistake only if you're doing it right away. If you just finished medicine, you're going back.
But
not if you've been waiting 5 minutes, right?
But the halacha is you're supposed to wait until at least the chazan starts Shmona Esrei.
Okay, so if I don't wait until the chazan starts Shmona Esrei, then I'm being over that issue of
Kalav Shav Al Kei. That's what it's mashmir. That's what Mechaber says. Mechaber says the first halacha is you should wait till the Kedusha. And Lepachis, actually, Yasko Shleyasibu Lespavu Kharam. That's the Chol Apachis. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings that you say, he brings down that even though you have these two Shitas in the Mechaber, right? He says Lepachis. Says, unless it's really a tight space over there. So that you can go ahead and wait for the chazan to start chazar to shots. But he says, but what about like Yom Kippur? They're not gonna get to Kedusha for another, hour and a half. So he says, then the Daravadi says, if they're going to do piyutim and all these things, then as soon as the chazan starts shmonesh, then you can go back already. But it seems that the earliest time that you should go back is chazar es hashatz, when he starts chazar es hashatz.
Don't allow people to go up before.
Yeah, so that's what he has. So
is that incorrect? Is somebody else
to do that? So not that I saw yet. I mean, we'll see that maybe they're being signed on something that maybe that's for a chazan. Anyway, so the Ramah says, what about the chazan? How long does the chazan? How is the chazan going to get out of this problem? How's the chazan? The chazan, he can't wait for kedusha. He's the one that's going to do kedusha.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, but he's
going back with the chazan
because he's the chazan.
Yeah, he's right. The problem is going back too quickly.
Right, you're right. That is the problem. Right, but Smashon Lechaber, the time is until the Chazan starts from Esther.
Oh, he's obviously referring to the Tzibor.
Yeah, so the Rama says that the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibor, Yamoid Kedei Hiluch Arba Amis. I think this is where people maybe make the mistake, that it's even by a regular person, that the Chazan should wait Kedei Hiluch Dalad Amis. So that's the Chazan. Koidim Shiasim Koidim Elis Baba Korum. So let's see the chazan, right? He's davening, and everyone's waiting for him. And finally, he finishes. He backs up three steps. So really, he should wait a few more seconds until kedei hiluch dalad amis before he goes back to start chazar es hashatz.
He should wait until what's the amount of time?
Kedei hiluch dalad amis, which is walking about three, four seconds.
Amis.
I saw
walking
what?
4 amis.
Walking the amount of time that it takes you to walk 4 amis, which I saw, is about 3 to 4 seconds.
About 8 feet.
3 to 4 seconds. So that's the, anyway. Then the Mishnah. What about when you're davening the Yechidus? What about that? Chayin Yochad Amispal Yamaz Mishakal B'Tziyosav Kishir Zek Kaidim Sheyasam Kaidim. The same thing. Then when you're davening the Yechidus, you should wait just Kedei Hiluch Dalad Amis. But when you're davening the Zibur, it didn't see anywhere that you're allowed to just wait Dalad Amis and then wait Kedei Hiluch Dalad Amis. You have to wait till the Chazan starts. And then here's another interesting halacha, which we might find also. Yachid shem espal v'tzibur. So the yachid that's davening in the tzibur, this is the Rama. V'sim tfilasa kaidim shteich tzibur. So he finishes. Right? He's waiting around. He backed up 3 steps, he's waiting. So, especially when you daven in the front, you can have a big tower to turn around and see what's going on in behind you, right? So he says, Aser lahafser panav v'tzibur achi saim shteich tzibur tzibur. Now let's turn around. So I'm looking where everyone's holding the davening. Is that going on? Or look at everyone's, how they daven. You're not supposed to do that. And even this is where Mishnah Berurah speaks out that even if he's took 3 steps back and he's just standing there, he did that. He did right. He took 3 steps back and he's standing there. Still, he should not turn his face. Why? Because it's people get bothered by it. People are davening. They see that people are staring at them or looking at them. It stares them. Okay. Now,
it sounds like that.
The Mishnah Berurah does bring down, by the way, Mishnah Berurah brings down a shita that even when you're davening the Yechidus, there's an Indian to wait for how long it would take a chazan, if you would be davening the Tzibur, to get to Kedusha. There is that if you want to be machmir. But a chol apachas, you should at least wait kedei hiluch dalad amis. Sometimes, davening the Yechidus, you might feel like, okay, back up three, right away, go forward three, really. Yeah, at least the Chol Apachas, you should wait according to the Rama, Kedei Hiluch Dalad Amis. Let's say you have to daven two Shmoneh Esrei. Sometimes somebody misses Mincha, misses whatever, by accident. And he has to daven two Maaribs. Or if he misses Shachas, he has to daven two Minchas. Two Shmoneh Esreis. He backs up 3 steps. How long does he have to wait before he starts the next Shmoneh Esrei? He has to wait Kedei Hiluch Dalad Amis. Same thing.
So just a second. So
So by Marav, we're waiting for the Chazan to start some.
So then the thing is brought down here also that by Marav you're supposed to wait till Kaddish. Till Kaddish, yeah. I think he brings it down here. Now there's another shaila here that they talk about here, the Paiskim talk about, is that let's say you back up three steps and you have a long Shemona Esrei, but you know the halacha, you're supposed to finish before Kedusha. And so you made sure to finish before Kedusha, but the chazan's right up to Kedusha as soon as you take three steps back. So should you right away go three steps forward and not wait any time at all? And by the way, they say, that the reason why the chazan doesn't have to wait so long, and even Berlacha brings it out that maybe the chazan doesn't have to wait at all, is because it's obvious, not because it's Kel Shavakei. The reason why the chazan is going back three is because he has to daven Torah Rosh Hashanah. Right. So, you know, if you take care of that problem, but if you're not the chazan, okay. But that was just as far why the chazan maybe is a little more kuladik, so maybe that's why he also has the kula of only kedei hilach da'at ames, because I'm waiting longer than that.
You say kedusha and then go back three steps.
What? Right. So well, no, so, no, not talking about the chazan. Let's say this. Yachid. Yeah, yachid. So what?
Why should you wait? It's also not like a kelav. You're going up not because you're going to do kedusha.
Oh, so that's the shaila. So is it better to wait a little bit, but you can do kedusha back where you're standing there?
But it's not a problem going up because you're not going up like a kelav. You're going up to do the kedusha.
That's true. No, that's true. You know, that's a good svara. It's a good svara. And the mice. Yeah, go ahead.
By the shlitz, we didn't go through a sugya a while back about how his initial Amida isn't a full-out Amida, and it's like a practice Amida almost,
something
like that?
So, it's interesting that really, I mean...
Or it doesn't lead into this?
No, so, I mean, it's not just a practice. I mean, the Chassam Sofer, I know you talk about the Chassam Sofer, he does talk about that a little bit, that maybe the Quiet Shemus is just for the Chazan to prepare what he's going to say, so he'll be able to say it good, and that really, you know, the Ikr Tefila B'Tzibur is in saying later, yeah, but I think most places can go, no, it's not just a practice. I mean, of course, you should. That's why if you're davening, let's say you're Nusach Ashkenaz, and you're davening for the Chazan, Nusach Svar, you should daven Nusach Svar, and you're quiet Shemona Esrei also. If you're a regular person davening in Nusach Svar, and you, I'm a regular person, if you daven Ashkenaz, and you daven by a place of davening Svar, and you're davening by yourself, then you're allowed to say you're Ashkenaz Shemona Esrei. But if you're the Chazan, you should say Svar. I don't think it's not just like what you're saying. I don't think it's just that. I mean, I'm sorry for maybe it's not sure about what you're saying, but
and if you
it's not.
What
did you say?
You miss Mechram Arab, you're supposed to daven second Shemoneh.
Right, so if you miss it by accident. If you miss by accident, so then you're supposed to daven two Shemoneh Esrei the next. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so what happens when a person, when you're davening in the Tzibur, and you finish your Shemoneh Esrei, right, as soon as the Chazan starting to kiddush, or should you go through? So like what Baruch was saying is that it's obvious that you're not doing Aska Kelf Shalakei. So Mishabrua brings that, he says that you should go back three steps right away. And he says, why? Because it's better to say Kedusha than Kaimai calls it. That's that even though it's best not to go right away back, but still, for Kedusha, is like an Indian to say Kedusha back where you're davening Shemoneh Esrei. That seems to be the shot. But anyway, but I want to tell you, the Aruch HaShulchan though says that no. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's better to do Kedusha back when you took three steps back. Uh-huh. Stay there and do Kedusha if that's when the Chazan is right up to, and then wait.
So wait, Kedusha with the Lamas.
That's beyond my pay grade. Ask your, whatever your minute is.
What about just not going back, saying Kedusha? And
then that's the Kedusha going back. Right, that's what Shulchan says. Mishabrua says it's better. The reason Mishabrua says not to do that because he says it's better to say Kedusha in your place where you were davening Shemoneh Esrei before.
You weren't saying it in your place.
No, you backed up three steps.
No, that's
LA. Oh, okay, yeah, go ahead.
What about not moving three steps?
Not going three steps back?
And just staying where you are, say Kedusha, and then go back three steps.
So you don't run into the problem of trying to do like
that. Right. Where are you holding in Shemoneh Esrei? I mean,
no,
like
saying, this way you're gaining what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say. You don't get used to where you still. No, you're obviously by all the kind of tzar, right?
So
don't go back yet. Yeah. This way you can be mekayim what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say. You're doing it where you want.
And you won't get into the problem of Baruch
Hashem. Sounds like a decent compromise to me.
I hear. My other shayla. Let's say they're out to the middle of Atah Gibor, so you should just stop by Yilrotzim. Don't take three steps back and just wait. I hear. to look into that.
Okay.
Okay, so when you take three steps back, so how do you take three steps back? So the which foot should you move first?
The left. So,
right.
So and does it depend? Does it depend if you're a right or a lefty? So it's a shaila why we move it. So the halacha really says that you should start off with your left. And the mechaber says kishapaseya oikir regel small tchil. You take your left foot goes first, and then he says what's the shear of the psia, the shear of the step is a foot. Kadesh yitain goydel b'tzadei kiva. So you put the front of your foot by the your ankle by your what's it your heel. So that's how big the step should be. Yeah. And that's what the Ramah says. The Chachi should not take big steps. Mm. The big steps is not good. Mm.
There's some people that are mamish mocked and they go like they start going backwards around tables and they're
running
around.
Like, yeah, so us. Okay, so what do you do? Because what do you do if, let's say, you don't have so much room there and you can't get the three steps?
People are taking such big steps,
Also, people are trying to avoid if someone's directed down.
That's another thing, he's not talking about that. He's
trying to sidestep someone up the dominant.
Oh, so that's another part. That's another part. Yes, so you're allowed to. You got to go to the side.
You are allowed to?
Yeah.
So you don't have to wait for it to finish.
It depends on that's tough. You know, you're allowed to go to the side of somebody, but if by going to the side, you're cutting across this whole path, so maybe it's not so push. But if the guy's a little bit to the right of you, and he's so if you go straight back, you'd still be in his line. But if you'd be able to turn around, then you'd be able to do that. But if the guy's like, you know, you have to use your das.
Like how much do you need to finish your shmonas right now? You know, versus is the guy right by? Are you interrupting? You know,
right?
Like he's also davening. You were davening, and he's davening. Like why is you finishing your
shmonas? Right, of course. And we'll see that the halacha is really you're not supposed to walk in front of somebody who's davening. I mean, that's halacha also. So, but the side, according to the way to go to the side is fine. To the side, some say even the daladama. So the side is a problem, but anyway, yeah. But that was just a side point. So now, when you take three steps back, so you should. So he says that's how big the step should be, if you take look, sometimes you see people take like 50 steps back, and the next malach is to somebody who's ma'isiv al shalosh psiyos is havi yehura. It's misakura. It's like you're taking so many steps back.
Is on the number of steps or on the side of the steps?
No. So this halacha is only for the number of steps, because it looks like why is it missing Yura? It's missing Yura because that guy's taking three steps. I'm going to take, 100 steps because I'm a better Eved. So it looks like you're trying to show that you're a better Eved to Hashem. You're giving more kavod to the Shekhinah than other people. So therefore, only three steps, no more than three steps. But even the three steps, the Shaila says, how do you take the three steps? So you said you take the first is with the left. So what's the pshat that you take the left? Is Mechaber just saying because most people are righties? So we're being, he's just going with the default that you use your left, or is left after. So it's tali, and why we take the left? Why do we go with the left first? If the pshat is that the reason why we go with the left, which is one pshat, is that we want to show that it's hard for us to leave Hashem. It's hard, so we don't want to take our right foot. Our right foot is if we're a righty. Then our right foot is the foot that we usually use to, if we're excited or we need to go somewhere. But to show that it's hard for us to go away from Hashem, we don't want to go away from Hashem, so we'd use the left foot. So if that's the pshat, so then a lefty should use the right foot. But if the pshat is that the reason why we do the left foot is because that's the right of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we know that every kol pina yishata pina, it should be with the Yamin. But you always, when you have a choice to go right or left, you should always go right. You should turn to the right. Some want to say the Sfar Samzai that the Chol Pinais, that's why you should always use your right foot when you're coming back and away. Why don't we have that Sfar here?
You go forward the three steps. You go with the right first.
That you should use the right foot. Yeah. Yeah. Why isn't this a cheshbon? That a kol pinais is anytime you turn, you're supposed to go with your right foot first. So why don't you use this cheshbon over here? So some say that's all that they speak out. The reason you should not use your right foot is because that's not a pina, you're not turning. At any turns that you're turning, you should use your right. Uh-huh. So let's say, for example, when you do hagba, we'll talk about this also. When you do hagba, how should you turn? The first thing you should turn is to the right. Some people turn to the left. You're supposed to turn to your right first. Because kol pinais, every pina you should do go to the right. You go to the right first, and then there's a shiloh whether you should turn around in a circle or whether you should go to the right and then go back to the left. Mm-hmm. That's a shiloh we'll talk about maybe on Sunday. But look, everyone agrees that the first turn you should do is to the right when you do a hagba. But anyway, but that's a turn. Here we're just talking backing up. So backing up is not, that's not a penis, so therefore you wouldn't have that svara here. But you do have the svara if that it's the right of the shechina, right? Because if you're talking to the shechina, so in the right of the shechina is your left. Right? So that's why he says that if that's a pshat, it doesn't matter if you're right or you're lefty. You should always do your left foot.
When you go to the yard.
Because it's not a varden that it's hard to leave.
And when you leave the yard, you go on the left.
What?
Said when you walk to the Aram,
yeah,
you go on the right.
You go on the right.
The Aram, yeah. You go on the left.
Right.
Regardless of whether you're right, left. Right,
yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Also. But that's not because you're not talking to the Shekhinah at that point. I mean, whatever you're davening, but I mean, it's not like Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is like a conversation with the Shekhinah. So that's why they're saying you should, the right of the Shekhinah is your left foot. So that's why you should back up with your left foot first. So if that's the svar, I'm saying that's the svar. It doesn't matter if you're right or you're lefty. The Berlacha brings down both pshatim, both whether you should, if a lefty you should do the other, and he just brings down two pshatim, and he doesn't say, you know, what he feels the halacha should be. He just brings down rise both ways. Agav Yishnais, I heard that when you'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not sure if it's close to Berlacha also, but I heard that in the Mishnah Berurah when he brings down two pshatim. Mishaburi, he brings down upshad, whatever his. He just says upshad, and then he says, and also, kasev this sefer, or kasev hagra, or kasev ashla, yeah, that you should do this, and he doesn't say what you should do. He's passing like the first tzad. So I don't know if that's what if that applies to Beralacha, and I'm certainly not going to tell you that's so. He also whatever your minig is, if you ask the shaila whatever, and told you that you know if you're a lefty you should go back with your right foot, so you know that's fine. There's another tzad that the way you should do the psiyos, the way that you should back up three steps is that left foot and then the right foot together, left foot, right foot together. So it's a much more of a. It's not just the way that it's the Mishnah Berurah talks about how you should do it. The Mishnah Berurah says that you should take. This is how he says. Seder ashloisha psiyos eluhu. This is the seder. First, you back up with your left, a small step. So again, when he says psia gedayla, I mean he's obviously not. I mean he says he shouldn't take a big psia gasa.
No, just past your other leg, not even with it. In other words,
so when you take a small step, what's a small step?
Small step is just what would be even with. In other words,
your first step is the left foot. So right. How? What's a psia ktana?
The amount of your
just gaidel whatever
the heel. To come even with it but to go further is what he's saying.
That's what you're saying. So it's okay. Again, it's the same to get to the same spot.
Right.
The heel. As really, yeah. That's what I do. And then what you do is the left foot should come even with the right foot. So left foot back, right foot back, and the left foot's even. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says to do it. V'alacha he brings that this other pshat that you can go left foot together. Left foot together again. That's how this another shot. But he says that that's not that doesn't seem that was the minute, and that's not
what we should do.
Yeah, and he says you shouldn't. I mean,
it's practical and tight spots. It's less.
Is it less? I mean, it should be more. No,
it should be more
because each one is a left. Left is to back a full step together, then a left full step.
Oh, I see together. Okay.
But if it's left and right and then together, that's only like really two. Anyway, yeah. So that's the.
What is the Eidah in a very tight spot?
Right. So he's so
you have a lot of synagogues, not Bati Midrash, but you know where the rows of seats are installed and there's nothing you can do, and they're very close together, and they have that little flip top that you.
Sure. So he says here.
We take a sideways stop, and you have more space.
Well, so that's the question.
So listen to this. Listen to this. This is the Mishnah Berurah. The bepachas mishir ze ain aleha shem psia klal. Less than this shear that to put the front of your foot by the heel. Less than that, that's not called a psi at all. The ain lahakel. Listen to this. Afilu b'makim tzar v'dachuk. Even if it's really tight over there. That's why you see people flying around, going up all the way to the side and back, and wherever they can get. And then he says, v'yesh mekilim b'mkayim adchak. But there are mekilim in a makim tchak that what? So he's on the side here, that to take small steps.
So to construct a shul like that, in certain ways, is really a mechshel.
Yeah, l'chachila, give more space.
You have to take that into account. When installing the seating, you have to plan that this is halacha, and you can't give people too little space. Otherwise, people who violate that, the architect or the designer.
You're getting people into shilas.
Shuls have interior designers.
But at the end of the day, you should take three steps. So even if you can get as small a step as you can, you should take three of them. Don't just, I can't take a step anymore, so just take one. Take three very small steps, and then at least b'shas adchak, you can be mekel.
So you're still stepping even if you don't move.
What did you say?
You're still stepping back even if you don't
move. Right, take just very small steps. So, and then he also just speaks out your halacha that if somebody's standing there davening, then you shouldn't obviously not go into the davening.
So let's say for whatever reason there's zero space. Let's say it's on a subway or something. I don't know. In Japan, I don't know.
Go to the side.
Let's say there's no room. Let's say it's squashed. Should he step in place, or should he not step?
I hear it. That's a good question, Neil. Because if you can't go, I know what you're supposed to do.
The stepping.
Step in place or something.
Yeah, because you're like, because it's really a symbolic, isn't it? It's a symbolic gesture of stepping toward Hashem, right toward the Malchus and toward the. So let's say you can't physically move, but should you take steps in place and imagine that you're stepping toward the Malchus? Because last night in the Ilchus Tefillah, so the Rav was saying that it's Rav Pam, I think, right? So he's saying that it's not to say that you imagine Malchus like a child imagines. Actually, the Malchus is right there, right? So if you're trying to imagine that you're stepping into this conversation, so maybe stepping without moving is worthwhile.
It's like stepping out of the conversation.
Right.
Some step is better than no step.
Maybe. Or, alternatively, it's pointless where you do it just playing around, just start dominating the station.
I hear.
Is the step forward the same way you're supposed to take the same three steps? Like, are you supposed to do right first?
Yeah, then you go back with the right.
And then it's also heel.
Go with the right.
It's also heel to toe the same way? Same.
But yeah, so stepping forward, it sounds like.
Right.
So then he says also, so the chazan, also what about the chazan? Does the chazan have to take three steps back or not? So he says the chazan also, the shliach tzidduch should take three steps back when he's davening a quiet shema esrei, right? But when he's doing chazaras hashas, he does not have to take three steps back.
But he does anyways.
One.
We see it
all the time.
He's saying he does it.
He doesn't need it.
He should do it or not.
Right. The Mechaber says, "Kishiyasa tefilu korom einay tzarich lachsul of slayer slayer
b'siyos." But it's not like you can't.
He doesn't have to. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah says why? Why? So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Seimach al b'siyos shal kaddish achav al tzion. You're taking three steps back. You're going to take it by the kaddish.
Yep.
So when you're the chazan, you don't have to take three steps back afterwards. We have to take three steps. Yeah, fakir is techad tzibura.
What does he do by
tavan? This is avapi shemafsikim bekriyas Torah v'halal avin malkenu. You're being mafsik so much avin malkenu halal. So he says, "Cool, let's say the tefillah by him. They're all coming for tefillah." The kash acharem chayz rekal tefillah shemana esrei. The last kash is really going beikra back on the shemana esrei. And by the way, listen to this. Mikan diktaku ha'achreinim. The aim l'shiach tzibur ladaber bene besicha. So the chazan should not be talking until he finishes that last kaddish.
That sounds like he also should.
The kaddish after Valtzia, that kaddish is going back on tefillah. So during that entire time, you finish Shemoneh Esrei. Let's say the chazan is waiting for the rav. He shouldn't be talking. He shouldn't be talking at all.
No. Kaddish after tefillah.
Well, the kaddish after Valtzia. So even if there's the kriyas Torah and everything like that, the chazan should not be talking Dvar Mitalim. Because it's a hefsek, the kaddish is going back on the Shemoneh Esrei, right, and the tefillah.
How could that be? Because on Shabbos we don't even put a velatzion until.
No, but there's a
kaddish. There's a kaddish right before. There's a kaddish shalom. Kaddish shalom. Yeah.
Until you do the kaddish,
you need to scab it.
There's no kaddish between tefillah and
kavashalim.
Kavashalim is
not.
No, that's what I said.
Kavashalim. So anyway, but that's what Mr. Bruce speaks out. The chazan should not be talking. Shalom minyan tefillah.
So we should lynch the chazan in the do.
Like, I'm not getting him.
Strictly speaking, no one should be talking.
What are you talking about? You're allowed to talk. Put an offer,
Yeah, so.
Belaying is brought down. What are you talking about?
Yes, okay, fine. So we're talking. Yeah, so. he also says. Okay, fine. So anyway, so that basically takes us through the halachas of backing up. I wanted to start on the next halachas, which is really somebody asked a bam kasha when we're talking about chazar sashatz. It doesn't look like we're going to get to today, but when you do chazar sashatz, how many people do you need to listen to chazar sashatz? So we saw in Kuchav Dalet, this is where we spoke a lot about, is that we saw over here that you need nine. And then Mechaber says that if there's not nine listening, Karav Liyosh Brachaisav Levatala. It's close to being a Bracha Levatala. So somebody asked at that point, what you asked, that, what do you mean? What's this thing about six? All you need is six. Didn't we learn somewhere that you need six? So I really wanted to get into that. So this whole next sugya I want to get into is about this whole six business. Where does six come from, and is it negan? If it is, so how do we answer this mechaber that seems to say that
you need nine?
So that, Mr. Shem, I guess we'll get to next week.
Oh, thanks.